there. We're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, some people stole $80,000 worth of stuff from a wig store. I guess maybe I didn't know wigs were this expensive.
Yeah.
I guess good wigs are. I mean,
my mom had some.
Yeah, oh, really?
They're pricey. It takes a, because it's human hair.
Yeah.
And it goes through a lot to get it, and, you know, locks of blood and stuff. They're high.
There's some thieves in Miami. They pulled up to a wig warehouse Tuesday.
Wig warehouse.
And they stole $80,000 worth of merchandise. $80,000 worth of wigs.
Yeah.
They were in the store for less than 5 minutes. So it's not like they could grab, you know, hundreds of wigs, I don't guess. I mean, 5 minutes, that's not a long time. I mean, that's supermarket sweep.
Wig World. Or Wig Warehouse.
Some of the stolen items were worth up to $800 each. Police are investigating. In fact, you could say they're combing the area.
Oh, Jason.
Man. when they catch these guys, they're going to have hell to pay.
Hell to pay.
Y'all ain't going to believe what this storage facility in Australia was full of.
Can I help?
I tried to tell the story the best I could without Tony helping, because his help would have been terrible.
I tried.
Here's the story. I'm telling you this story because the story needs to be told, and I'm going to have to do this with some kid gloves. And Tony, I don't think you should say anything.
All right, I will. I think you're right. I don't, but it does need to be told.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck.
You got a feel for the custodians who signed up to work at this place and never dreamed of having to clean something like this up.
You ain't gonna stop. All right.
There was an explosion early this week at a storage facility in Victoria, Australia.
Guess what they were?
Tony, I'm telling the story.
Okay.
What was stored there, you may be asking?
Yeah, we're asking. Tell them.
Well, you know, have you ever heard of cows getting artificially inseminated?
Yes, we have.
Well, then there's the inseminated part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was about 100 cylinders of the inseminating part in this explosion. You get what I'm saying here? I'm trying my best to tell you the story without saying it.
Yeah, that stuff.
The fire department says about 100 cylinders worth exploded and splattered all over the building. They also described the situation as, quote, a unique challenge.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, now, what do we talk about? Stop.
There's a lot of...
Okay, now y'all know that story. Had a little bit of social media theater for you today.
Here you go.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Well, social media theater time. Tony and I are going to do our best acting with some drama from Facebook.
Oh, the drama on Facebook.
This one's from, his name's Michael, and Michael got a friend request and what seems to be a beautiful lady.
Hey.
But his friends get to the bottom of that.
Thank God for friends.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, you play Michael and Jeff, his friend.
All right.
I'll play his friend Brady and his other friend Barry. All right.
Got it.
All right, here we go.
Michael, I received a Facebook friend invitation today from a woman who purports to reside in my community and who says she reads the local newspaper. I don't know her. She has a profile pic with a really great phone. Anybody know who Let Your Fingers Do the Walking is?
Brady. Hey, bro, can't message it, so holler at me.
Jeff.
Yo, 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 look close, hero.
Barry. That's a man, baby.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater, on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
Newspapers can't even use these.
Because they're not real words.
Oh, hush.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Voo-voo-doo-doll. A voo-voo-doo-doll is a voodoo doll with more voo than the voo that's in the standard voodoo doll. Voo-voo-doo-doll.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Come on, sing with me.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Let this truth hit you like a log. There's some things you just can't blame on the dog.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
We'll leave you with today's
real good.
Swimming across the English Channel is impressive.
Yeah, it is.
About 2,000 people have done it since the first guy did it in 1875. But only one person has done this. Uh-huh. And by the way, it's a woman.
Hey, what'd she do?
She's 37 years old. Her name is Sarah Thomas. And she's an endurance athlete from Colorado who recently beat breast cancer.
Hey, go, Sarah, go.
I love these stories because this is so hopeful. You know, this, you know, cancer is not 100% a death sentence.
No, she's whooping up on it.
Yeah. This week she became the first person to swim across the English Channel four times back to back. She swam 130 miles in 54 hours from England to France, then back to England, then back to France, then back to England again. She got stung in the face by a jellyfish along the way, but she kept going, then celebrated on the beach with champagne and M&Ms.
Way to go. 37 years old.
She had to stop swimming back when she was going through cancer treatments, and her doctor said she'd never return to peak form again, and she did it. And so now she's proved them wrong. She says there were moments during the swim that she thought about stopping, but she just kept telling herself, don't give up.
I needed to hear that.
That's three words we could all use today.
Yes, it is.
Don't give up.
You're Sarah, awesome, Sarah.
Sarah Thomas, you are real good. Okay, well, that wraps it up for today. Thank you all so much for listening. If you wouldn't mind, please share and subscribe. That'd be real nice. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.